happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Oh, some Satchmo.
With a ring-a-ding-ding-ding-ding. Is that Satchmo does the, what was that, frog?
There's some frog in there.
Do you remember the frog ringtone? Ring-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding.
No.
Don't remember this?
No, that was a rinkety. There was a rinkety in there.
Oh, it was a rinkety.
All Louis Armstrong right there.
Deucers, do you guys remember the frog?
It sounds like, what did the fox say? It sounds like what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, the fox did say, ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding.
What did the frog say?
Ring, he rolls his R's.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All frogs do. Welcome into the Spitballers Podcast. Andy, Mike, and Jason back with you. Would you rather the Situation Room? And we are drafting the best hand gestures. It's one of the more popular topics on Earth.
It's go time.
It was brought up as an idea by Al, and instantly we had lists. I mean, there are a lot of hand gestures. So
a lot of great ones.
I did not, you know, sometimes you need to do research. Dive right. Deep, look at other people's
Encyclopedia
opinions,
Britannica.
Go to Reddit. Yeah, crack open the books from the Encyclopedia Britannica. This one was straight off the noggin, and I had 15 solid hand gestures.
Mine was I looked at my hands.
Oh, you had to look.
Yeah, and I would start moving them around.
I saw what they could do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which, ironically, just before the show, we were marveling at the fact Mike can snap his fingers with his pointer finger very loudly, which is not normal. That's like a kind of a circus thing.
I can't even get my pointer finger to make sound.
You're doing like a whisper snap.
These fine microphones picking it up. At Spitballers Pod over on Twitter. Spitballerspod.com is the website. Let's jump in.
Would you rather?
Ace from Patreon writes in, which minor skill would you rather acquire? Oh, so there's multiple options. Option one, always take the perfect picture. That's a skill.
That would be nice.
Number two, always have a high score in video games. It's a show-off skill.
There's a time in my life where that would have been the top.
Number three, become extremely flexible.
Oh,
now, is this is like physically.
Yeah,
right.
Not like,
your will not bend, but your body will.
Just saying, you're like, hey, you want to do this? Yeah, I'm very flexible. I'm open to doing that right now.
Honestly, that'd be nice to have as well. And the fourth one, the ability to hold your breath for 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
10 minutes is a long time.
Which is not the record.
That's not a minor skill.
That's fair, Mike. That's a pretty major skill.
Like 2 minutes would be a minor skill.
What would you do with that skill other than...
I would go underwater.
Okay.
And stay down there for 9 minutes while everyone above me is like, he's drowning! And then I would resurface and say, no,
so
I have a minor skill.
Do you know the world record for holding your breath underwater?
I'm guessing it's probably... You're saying unaided?
Yeah, just...
I'm going to guess 18 minutes.
How would you aid someone holding their breath underwater?
Well, I mean, there are some ways.
Scuba gear. I didn't come up for a breath for hours.
I wasn't sure if there was something I was missing.
I don't know, like giving them a rock to hold them down? Is that aided?
I don't think so. The goal here is holding your breath. Anyways, sorry to...
What's the record?
24 and a half minutes.
How is that possible?
I don't know if I can make it to 24 and a half seconds.
Is there a separate world record for the longest you can hold your breath right before you die?
24 minutes and 37 seconds.
I mean,
they can't keep track of that one.
You have to slow your heart down to like 2 beats per minute.
How is that person not a fish?
Because
I think if
because
you
they're
pass
holding
20
their
minutes, you do become a fish.
Well, I mean, they're not the incredible Mr. Limpet down there. They're holding their breath. They're not breathing the water.
So the high score in video games and the holding breath, it sounds like the main use of those is to show off. Whereas the flexibility and the perfect picture have more practical uses. Because you just, I brought it up. I said, why would you use it? You said, so that people can think I'm drowning and then I can pop up and say, surprise.
but also,
gotcha.
I mean, like, we don't live by the ocean. If I live by the ocean, I'd be down there with the fishes.
I'd die by the ocean.
I'd be checking all that stuff out underwater. Like, that would be really cool. It's snorkeling, except you're not on the top of the water.
Yeah, the issue is like, I could snorkel already. There's like a nice snorkel mask.
At the top.
Why haven't they, I know that they've improved snorkeling technology tremendously. We're getting ready to take a trip.
Uh-huh.
Jason shared with me the face
full
mask.
Full face, yeah.
But to me, I don't understand why haven't they extended the snorkel right. length?
Yeah.
Why haven't they made like the length like
I think it's
6 feet?
I think it's hard to breathe through it.
Oh, if it reaches a certain length?
Yeah,
oh.
I think there's a pressure situation going on.
Interesting.
I did just see, however.
We can overcome that.
But no, I just got hit. I got two things. Number one, a Kickstarter for that, where it's like it's a motorized thing that floats on top of the water. And so you have the long hose and you can go underwater. So it's like scuba diving, except you don't have it on your back and it just sits on top of the water.
It's called snuba diving.
Snuba?
Yeah. It's a thing. It's been around a long time.
So scuba is like self-contained underwater breathing apparatus. What is the end?
I think it's like snorkel scuba hybrid.
Is there a,
did they know that it's an acronym?
Snooby-doo?
Snooby-dooby-doo. But number two, they make like portable scuba tanks where it's just essentially a little canister and the mouthpiece, and you carry it around.
I actually have seen those.
It's got like
10 minutes worth of air.
Yeah, 10 to 20 minutes of air. I'm like,
and you
that
can
sounds
fill them.
Awesome.
You can fill them yourself.
Yeah, with a pump.
With a pump.
I'll take the submarine.
Just what?
The big windows.
That wasn't an option.
I'm going further, deeper, longer than
would
you guys.
Would you do the old school, the metal helmet?
Oh,
have you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, actually,
looking like you're in BioShock.
You can do those things where you like. You walk on the floor of the ocean because you're wearing basically that headpiece that rests on your shoulders. That seems pretty cool. Other than, I feel like if you lean a little bit too far, all the water would get in. That's like, oh, shoot.
You have to scream at people as they're going in. Oh, one more thing. Don't lean.
Don't lean over. You'll die.
I was wrong. It is an acronym for Surface Nexus Underwater Breathing Apparatus.
Okay, that's much better.
They forced that Nexus in there. They're just like, oh, how do we call it snuba?
So
I did have a question.
Yes.
Back to the original question. Always take the perfect picture. This makes a big difference to me. Is this I am photogenic?
Yes.
Or is this
but Max,
I am a photographer?
I think we took it the way that it was intended, which was
we're very shallow, selfish people. We are the subject of the photo.
Yeah, I mean, this meant you have the ability to take the perfect photo.
You're in the photo.
I took it the
opposite.
No,
you're not in the photo. You're the photographer.
Yes,
I
knew you guys were seeing
picture.
This different. That's why this needed to come to light, because one way is
you're taking
is I'm a great photographer, and the other is I am a model.
Yeah, this says you always take the perfect picture.
Right. But now you are putting Ace on blast, because Ace is saying being a pristine professional photographer is, in fact, a minor skill.
Compared to being a model, yeah.
Taking the perfect picture is a minor skill, because it's not it's about composition. It's not necessarily about the equipment. Like, you just got to, you know what, you people that have an eye for to take a photo. Two people take the same picture. One looks good. One looks like garbage. Same camera.
Okay, yes, so I agree. But I'm saying to call that a minor skill is,
I mean,
you're insulting someone's profession.
I think that's easy. Oh, that's easy. That's
taking a perfect picture?
That's a minor skill. I'm going to throw that one out. If I'm the photographer, I don't care.
Okay, but what if it's you in the picture?
Oh, then that's my pick, man.
Is it?
Well, I mean, that means I'm always looking good.
In photos.
Well, right. But
not
that's
video.
How I will be captured. Oh, really?
Yes.
It's that specific?
Picture. It didn't say moving picture. It's a photo.
I can't imagine that I would look great in photos and terrible in videos.
Oh, yeah. You could do that.
I could do that. Thank you.
But also, so the holding the breath, that one sounds pretty good. But if I could actually touch my toes, I feel like that would be... And like
would you be showing off to yourself at that point?
No, your body is less prone to injury if you are actually flexible. And stretching is the worst. Stretching is the worst exercise movement. I would much rather lift heavy weights all day, every day, and then like, okay, it's time to stretch out. I'm like, no.
Well, yeah, because if stretching feels good.
But no.
If you're lifting
weights. No, it doesn't.
You're accomplishing something.
You don't like a good butterfly stretch? That doesn't feel great?
A butterfly, but like the real
not talking
big
about
one,
psycho stuff like yoga.
I'm not saying yoga. I'm just saying a good old-fashioned hamstring stretch.
Yeah, you enjoy stretching your hamstrings, Andy? I know we've both got really tight hamstrings.
It hurts.
No, that's not
it.
Hurt.
And then your legs
fun.
Like start going numb, and the tingly start firing through your legs. You're like, I'm not doing this
that
anymore.
That sucks.
It's the worst.
So I think both Mike and I are on the flexibility.
I think I'm taking that one.
But I believe this is just because we are old now.
No.
Like, could you imagine being 20?
I was never flexible.
I was never flexible. Never, ever, ever. But at 20 years old, I would not pick flexibility from this list. I'd be
right.
Like, that's okay.
I'll
Who
take
cares?
The video games because I feel like I'm falling behind. And I don't have any pride in my video game playing ability anymore. And so to kind of have that again, that's what I'm going to go
with. Are the kids beating you?
Oh, yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
my
they're
goodness.
Just quicker.
My
smarter.
Been playing a lot of NBA 2K with the boy, and that has not been a problem. He is improving rapidly. And he has now beat me 3 times in a row.
Oh, no.
And you're going all full?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My rule has always been, if you beat me, you have actually beat me. I don't let up and let that happen. But my son is an elite trash talker and just non-stop.
Wonder where he got that.
Not from me, honestly. It's because I don't – that I don't do. When I'm competing against my kids, I don't – trash talk. Like if I trash talk to him the way he does to me, he would leave the game in just a puddle of tears because he would not be able to handle it. He is the worst. Do you like? So do you have when you're losing to the kids? Are they talking garbage to you?
I mean, yeah, there's some garbage being talked by the middle one for sure. You know, the kids, they're quick to remember what it feels like to win.
Yes,
and forget what it feels like to lose. So it's like in the moment, they're the best.
Yeah, my youngest is now super into basketball, so we've been playing one-on-one a lot. And I tell him, he's 10 years old, so I tell him every day, you will never beat me. You will never beat me as long as you are alive in a game of one-on-one basketball. That's what I tell him. And I want to make sure he knows that truth, because it is. And so what happens is we'll play a game to 10 or whatever, and I'll be playing casual. And if he gets to 8, oh, man, if he gets to
block
8, oh, it is block. I am on him like Michael Jordan. I will never let him get that 10th point. He knows it. And so every now and then he shoots like some really far away shot, and I'm terrified. I am petrified that it's going to go in because I tell him all that you will never, as long as you're alive, I'll be 80 years old, you will never beat me. But
do you believe
the point
that
is,
in your heart?
No, I don't believe that okay. at all. He will overtake me at some point. The point is, that first game, when he finally beats me, is going to be a special moment in his life because he knows when it's game point, Daddy's going full out.
Now, when you think of that moment, are you overcome with pride for your child surpassing the master, or are you on the side of...
I just step, step, walk off.
I just lost to my kid.
No.
And it's time to hang him up.
If it doesn't happen before you hit a certain age, it will not be satisfaction for him. It will be sad for him. Because it will mean daddy's not got many years left. It will be like a pity thing. Like if you get to a certain point where if you beat your dad at something athletic, it's not a victory. It's just what should happen.
Right. I would definitely be on the pride side. Like, yeah. I look forward to him beating me. I just hope it's 4 years from now, at least.
There's no way that you will not be telling him he got lucky. all right. Hannah from the website. Would you rather have a sultry, attractive voice with well below average looks or be extremely attractive looking but have an extremely obnoxious voice?
Wow.
Guys, I have to tell you about something.
Oh,
reveal yourself.
And I look, I had somebody come over to the house to work on my car.
Okay.
It was some body work. I had some scratches. There's all these mobile services now. They come to your house. They fix your car. This was one of the nicest gentlemen I've ever met. But his voice was so high.
Oh.
And it didn't match. You know, it's like, not that I could picture a person that necessarily has a high voice as a male, but I'm telling you guys, I was looking for cameras. I did. I mean, it was like, and every, and
you're getting punked.
And we talked for so long about life and stuff. And anyways, it's like, okay, it was, I was up there and it was like something so bewildering that I think it was at a level where it might've been a detriment to previous parts of life. So I'm just saying, like, the, you know, your voice command, we always say like an accent, right? Yeah. There's a trustworthy accent. Voices. Jason said, you know, he wishes he had the voice of these famous actors, even more than the looks almost.
Yeah.
So obnoxious voice, that crosses a line. You don't just have a subpar voice. You are actively a problem.
So what happens, though, for the people, unfortunately, that they have the bad looks, they have the obnoxious voice, you know, like Owl Borland?
Right. Yeah, well, let's go
Alcatraz.
To
him. Alcatraz.
What's the, what was the owl voice?
Hey, guys, it's me, Owl. I do so many push-ups. You're not going to beat me this week. I tell the best lies.
That's a good point, Mike. And I think what happens there is we give empathy and employment out of...
Employment-thy.
Employment-thy. Because we are so altruistic.
Owl-truist.
Oh, it was right there.
It was right there. We did it.
I'm gonna take the good looks.
Really? I
don't need to talk,
you
man.
You can be the strong, silent type.
I will walk straight through someplace and at least...
If Bradley Cooper...
Remember, you're
below... looking all handsome and he comes in and he talks like this.
That's fine.
No, it's not.
You're below
be fine.
Average.
But
not
I'm not extremely ugly.
Yes, you are.
No. Read
well
it again.
Below average looks.
Well yes. Below.
Well below average looks or extremely obnoxious. So I'm not handsome.
I would say someone with well below average looks is ugly.
When you have
interesting
the voice of an angel, you carry resonance. You carry weight with. I will take.
What is James Earl Jones's looks? What would you call that? He's got good. He's probably good.
Yeah.
Medium looks.
I would say medium looks.
Medium looks.
An average regular.
What about Beef?
Oh, he's well below average.
So you're talking about Sam Elliott is below average?
Sam Elliott is well below average.
I don't think he's below average. He's medium.
No, that's because of the voice.
Now, Gene Hackman.
And the mustache.
Gene Hackman, it's after a certain point, probably below average.
Well, but do we know?
I'm thinking of voices right now.
Do we know what Hackman looked like when he was actually young?
He's probably better looking.
I mean, like, he could have been devastatingly handsome, and we just have no idea.
I think he was. But Sam Elliott's the perfect example, because he's...
Gene Hackman was fine looking. He was pretty good looking, actually.
Sam Elliott's well below average looking, but you
have
can't
you
even...
seen young Sam Elliott?
Yeah,
he was a strapping, handsome dude.
See there, we can't be judging.
Oh
Grandpa.
Man, young Sam Elliott
is he a looker?
He's a stone's throw from a Brady.
Oh, so like, he's a handsome gentleman.
Yeah. Oh, he's very good looking.
Oh wow, he's a pretty good looking young man.
We're does just talking have, about old people.
Does he have the mustache? Yes. So what we have learned is old people are ugly.
Yes. Man.
We got to it.
It's the wrinkles.
So no matter how handsome we are, we're going to get ugly.
Yes.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, there are no. Wait, hold on. Let's stay here. Are there any good looking 80-year-olds?
I mean, Clooney's probably going to be.
I thought you were saying he was 80.
No. He will be 80, and then he'll be good looking. What is the age where it crosses over?
Sean Connery was pretty good looking at an old age.
No, he was pretty good looking until he hit a certain age.
I don't think there was any good looking 80-year-olds
anywhere. Impossible to be good looking at 80.
Oh man. So I've got half a life worth of good looks left.
I think it can happen before 80. I think
80's the like guarantee.
Oh man,
you can slip right into ugly anytime before
any moment now.
Any moment from 40 to 80, you can slip right in.
Just wake up. Am I ugly?
Yes. Look away. Yeah, there are no good looking 80-year-olds.
I'm Googling
it. Is Richard Gere going to be? He's got to be getting up there.
No, they all look awful.
Richard Gere is 73.
I'm looking at
that's your closest one.
I'm looking at just the list of the most beautiful 80-year-olds.
What do we, okay, what do we got there?
Oh, they're just disgusting. I mean, just...
oh, no. Man.
It's all right. None of them know what a podcast is.
Our demo is safe.
We're okay.
The 80-year-olds listening to this show.
Now, Robert,
I'm turning it off.
Robert Redford's 86.
Right now he is?
Yeah.
How's he looking?
I mean...
He's looking all right?
He's pretty...
I'll bet.
Oh, man.
8 years ago, he's looking all right. Oh, goodness. He's gone. He's gone to the wood chipper. Oh,
he's gone.
He's gone.
Oh,
he was
no. gone.
Oh, man.
I'll bet 70,
get old.
75. He was good looking.
It's like the surface of Mars.
Oh, mercy.
All right.
This is terrible news.
Yeah, we're on the way.
We're on the way.
I'm switching. Day. I need to be good looking right now. I know it's temporary.
There you go.
Okay. Give me devastatingly handsome good looks for at least like 2 decades.
This is terrible news.
I mean, apologies to all the people not listening. let's go here. Jermichael from Patreon, would you rather run out of chips or run out of dip first? I am probably one of the people that have, I mean, it's a dumb question, but yeah, it's a super dumb question.
It's a super dumb. What are you going to do with dip without chips? If the chips are gone, like, what do you just get 2 fingers?
Yeah, you're just scooping it up.
Yes.
Now, that would that work with guac a little bit?
No, it would work with nothing.
Yeah.
If you don't have something to put in the dip, then you've run out of both.
Yeah, I agree. That one's an easy one.
I can eat the chips when the dip is gone. Maybe I don't like it. Maybe I'm not even going to do it. Worst case scenario, throw the chips away. It's the same scenario as if I have dip left over and no chips because I'm finished. There is no world where the right answer
case
here
closed,
is.
Case closed, Michael. This is...
We got it.
It's an easy one. Box Top Dan says, would you rather be able to time travel an unlimited amount of times, but never more than 5 minutes backwards or forwards, or be able to sleep with a book under your pillow and wake up as if you had read the book with total comprehension?
Ooh.
That is such a cool way to do the instant reading. Like the idea that, what if every night we went to bed and you're just picking a book off the shelf and slipping it under your pillow? And then you wake up with the knowledge.
We'd be crazy smart. The other one, though, you're filthy rich.
I mean, I was going to say...
Live sports betting.
Yeah. Other than the sports betting side, which I knew I would not get out ahead of.
Yeah.
But other than being able to...
Let's take that out. Take no financial gain.
No financial gain.
I'm going to go so far as to say with financial gain, I would take the book.
Oh, long-term financial gain.
365 books a year you read. Because it's one a night.
So long right. as you... Remember. Make it to the library, but yeah, I'd forget
I mean,
a few.
I guess.
Does it have to be a physical book?
Yes.
Can it be?
No.
Can't be like a Kindle.
No Kindle. No way. You've got to purchase or at least have in your
and
possession.
And be uncomfortable with the proportion of the book underneath.
That's fair.
Oh man,
you want War and Peace? Go ahead.
Oh man,
you get it.
You're waking up with a neck ache.
I'm gonna read a lot of Berenstain Bears so I can sleep well.
I could only do the first two Harry Potters. It just got a little too big for me.
Lord of the Rings, it's an uncomfortable night, but you know the whole book.
I mean, that would be...
That's amazing.
Genuinely incredible. I wish that, you know, to have that kind of knowledge, not you know, you can go back and forth. You can go from an awesome fiction where you're just basically having the most epic dream of all time all the way to a self-help book where it's like, man, I'm not such a procrastinator anymore.
Self-help book.
It's self-help. You can only read elf books, but you can read them every night.
When I wake up, I know where that elf is on the shelf because I read the book.
I want the book one. I want the book one.
I do too. I think that's really cool.
Can we invent this?
So, all right.
No.
Let's, okay.
Can we take that neuro? What's Elon doing these
Neuralink?
Days?
Neuralink?
Can we Neuralink some books up in there?
I have thought.
Get rid of the pigs.
So you know how like, We always have these wild and crazy ideas from the time we're kids. And I bring up like, you know, like for instance, talking to chat, you know, GPT. And one of my first questions was, you know, will teleportation be able to exist in the future? Which, you know, TBD.
What did chat GPT say?
Said is not outside the realm of possibility in the future with a couple of more technological breakthroughs, but probably not. Anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's a probably
since
not.
I was... a little kid, I always thought that the biggest invention, the biggest like way to move forward is to like do something to us while we sleep. Now, it started really stupid, which was stretching, because I was always inflexible.
Not flexible.
I'll take it.
I was like,
I'll take
let
that
me,
right now.
Let me go to bed in a machine, and you just stretch me.
It's
such waste of time.
8 hours, and people get to bed earlier. They probably get better sleep if they knew it was doing something for them,
yeah,
right?
We've got to find a way as a people, as scientists, as the smarter community, to capitalize on our sleepy time.
What if it was you can sleep, if you sleep over 10 hours, you get 2 books?
I'm happy with 1 book.
Okay, you wouldn't
what
go
about,
to bed earlier.
What about, like, what's a nap worth? A couple chapters?
An app?
A napter?
Oh, a nap.
Oh, man. A nap.
But if we could capitalize, if we could invent something while we sleep to...
That would be so valuable. Even the abs thing. Just give me abs while I sleep.
Exactly. Let me do my workouts, do education, teach me something. Just take advantage of all this time that I'm not conscious.
Huh.
Come on, scientists.
So if you saw a really fit person, would you be like, man, they sleep a lot? Is that what it... Oh, they committed to sleep. All right, let's move on.
The Situation Realm.
All right, Luke, from the website, you are now the leader of the free world.
Yes.
And Superman appears at the White House to hang out with you and says he is at your disposal for the next 24 hours. What tasks do you get him to do, knowing that everything that is done counts towards your legacy as president?
Woo!
So you're building a legacy with Superman for 24 hours.
He'll do anything, right?
I know my first one.
I know my first one, and I don't know a second one, but let's hear your first one, Mike.
My first one, I'm getting in a spacesuit, and he's bringing me to the moon.
See, first thought was to go to other planets.
And I will be the first president to give an address from the moon.
Oh, so you're going to tie it into the presidency.
Yeah.
So that way your legacy
like
is...
it's escaping me now. I'll do the State of the Union.
From the moon.
The moon.
No, that'd be sweet.
It would be sweet.
You're never taking that away from
me.
But
I also feel like... Andy was right. He said other planets.
Sure.
People been on the moon before. Be the first man on Mars.
Okay, that's fine.
That's better.
Same idea.
Same concept. For me, it was like, I don't know what kind of an artist.
How fast can Superman fly?
I'm on it.
As fast as he wants.
No, I mean, like, because there's actual, there's limitations, right?
Because he seemed to get where he needed to go pretty quick, even if it was the moon.
But the moon, comparatively to Mars, is very close.
I mean, if you want me to look it up, back in the 30s, he was about 100 miles an hour. But then various sources say speed of sound, 770.
He can move faster than 186,000 miles per second. Okay. He was able to turn time back going around.
I know, but what's the actual canon? How fast can he really go?
770 is the speed of sound, which would take too much time to get to Mars.
Yeah that would be... he can go way faster than that.
Can he?
Yeah. I don't know the
my
I don't know
Superman
where to look up for him. My Superman can do anything.
But I mean, let's think about other legacies. Is there a way that Superman, if he were real, could solve world hunger in 24 hours? Like if you gave Superman at that speed, because he can't replicate things, right?
Correct.
No.
Superman can.
You can. Right.
Buildings can you see through in 24 hours?
You're talking about if there is, a world criminal that you need to be found, that would be a big one, right? Take him to justice because it's kind of Superman's thing, is the justice thing. But
Vlad, yeah.
I don't know what kind of artist Superman is. I would imagine incredible. And I'm going to have him laser eyes me into a mountain.
Into Rushmore?
No. I'm making a new one. A new Rushmore.
Oh, your own.
Absolutely.
Full body.
I'm having...
Okay. I like where this is going.
Yeah. Abraham Lincoln, he's on it. I'm on it. Because Abe Lincoln...
Oh, it's not just you?
No. Because I want
to
be...
He wants to be associated with... It's like Lincoln, Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Yes. That's what I'm talking about.
And Jim Carrey. And Jason.
Yeah. I might throw Einstein in there as well.
Oh, these are the people that you view yourself through that lens.
I'm just saying.
You've always been a Einstein, Lincoln, Jordan combo.
That's what I've always thought of myself as.
It's this new monument.
Yeah, and
things
so
that you could totally build.
He's gonna laser me into a new mountain. Maybe just the opposite side of Rushmore, and then which side you going to?
Can you write
the one made by Superman? Yeah.
Can you write an executive order to just build your own Rushmore of yourself? Like, no president's done that. That's always been in commemoration. But like, if you became president, right, could you like, I'm on the $200 bill. I'm on my own new Mount Rushmore.
We are making a new Statue of Liberty.
Mr. President, seems that the military budget has been cut by 50%.
Right.
Like, yeah.
I want to be remembered.
But check out that statue.
Don't worry about that. In other unrelated news,
right,
we're building a new mountain statue.
I wonder. I just don't see a lot of practical use for Superman outside the moon.
So, yeah, we're all going to the moon.
Because it's the time limit's the problem.
I think what you have to do is you have to have him show an act of power so that people know this is Superman. He is legit. And you've got to get a recording of him saying to the other, you know, world leaders.
Could
like
he de-pants them all?
Well, he certainly could.
Yeah, he could.
So, he could do just about anything. But
like
I'm
Superman's
saying,
like doing your voicemail?
I would make a threat video. They don't know.
Oh, that you only have
Superman's not doing that.
No, he would just make a supportive video saying, I support.
And then you just cut it up.
Jason Moore.
You make Superman say,
hi, it's Superman.
Prepare to die.
If all he said was that I support President Jason Moore, and if you know, I will defend him.
As seen by this statue I built of him.
Yes, exactly. I'll defend him. And you make that recording, which is true in that moment, and then you just proliferate that out. They don't know that Superman's
super
gone.
Is smart?
Superman?
Yeah.
Mine is.
I don't know. That's a good question. I would say maybe
not,
above.
Could he go back in time for you?
Superman is not known for being... Like, there's a lot of superheroes that have the...
He's not Batman. He's not the world's greatest detective.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's so dumb that he just puts glasses on and no one knows who he is.
Yeah. I mean, when you're that strong, you don't need to be a smart guy.
Have you heard his voice, though?
It's me, Superman!
All right.
This is one flaw.
That's a good SNL sketch.
Oh, yeah. It's
like Superman comes in, but he's got...
Or Batman,
yeah,
because of the voice is always so nice.
And they just have this terrible, terrible voice.
Hey, it's me, Batman.
Mr. Clean from Patreon, another situation for us. You are now able to snap your fingers and instantaneously have completed one of the following personal hygiene tasks whenever you want. The tasks would be performed the best way possible that you or someone else could have done for you. Which are you choosing? So you snap your fingers and you have brushed your teeth. You snap your fingers and you have pooped and peed.
Okay.
You snap your fingers and you have cut your nails. You snap your fingers and you have showered. You snap your fingers and you have shaved and groomed. You snap your fingers, you have a fresh haircut. Or you snap your fingers and you have applied moisturizer.
One of these things is not nearly as good.
Someone having a problem back
yeah,
there, Al?
Mr. Clean does not like... putting lotion on.
Have you ever
it's
tried
a big problem.
To do... I mean, like, I've used lotion sparingly, right? When you feel like you need it. But it's always localized. Are you guys full-body lotion?
No.
Put-on-ers?
I am face lotion for sure.
Okay.
And then...
Really? Are you a face lotion too, Jason?
I wish I was more of a face lotion, but yes, when I lotion, it's my face.
And then I do arms and shins.
Shins?
Yes. Yeah, knee down.
He's got the itchiest shins on earth.
No.
Do you suffer from dry shin?
It's just, it's more of the what areas are visible.
Interesting. I'll do my hands if my hands are dry.
Oh, dude, hand lotion is...
Oh, I hate
feels
having...
So bad.
This would have been Al's perfect chance to say, I had no idea you used lotion, Jason.
So these are all cool, but the problem I have with some of these...
I can narrow this down to two.
Yeah, there's two, and I narrowed my two down to one, so I know where I'm going.
The poop and pee?
The poop and pee is me
shower?
Time. I
shower?
Need that time. I love showering, so no, I don't want to cut that out.
Okay. Those were my two. Those are my two finalists.
Those are the two finalists for me, too.
Those I don't want those out of my life.
Okay, so which one are you going with? Brushing?
Brushing my teeth, because here's why. Not because it
if
takes
you
a long
do it
time.
Yeah, okay.
But if I can do that instantly at any point, I just ate, boom, I just brushed my teeth. I'm worried. Oh, does my breath stink? Boom. I just brushed my teeth.
Oh, you wake up after a long night's sleep?
I wake up after a nap. Boom. I just brushed my teeth.
You're building your sub, and they're like, sir, would you like onions? Extra.
Yeah. Put them in there.
Because ba-blam.
Ain't worried about it. What's that, beef jerky? That's going to get all in my teeth. Don't care. Boom. Brushed my teeth.
Popcorn? Not a problem.
Yeah, anything. I think it would be, I would have.
You should brush more.
By the time, by the time I am 80, my chompers will be healthy. Will be good. Like everything else, like it would be great to have a perfect haircut.
That ugly
but
guy's
hair...
got real good teeth.
Yeah, that's true. At 80, I will be the ugly guy. Yeah, I mean, everything else, there's some upside and some downside. I don't see a downside to brushing my teeth instantly whenever I want, snap my fingers, fresh breath.
Yeah, that'd be pretty nice. I mean, it is a routine you have to do every day, and it takes time. You know, the haircut one is nice, but it's not used as often, although I guess you'd use it every day.
Yes, you would.
You'd have a perfectly, and you never have to go get a haircut, and you never have to pay for it.
If I was Mike, that would have been what I picked. But, like, a haircut can only do so much for my thinning hairline. So, it's like, when I get a nice...
Do you get haircuts still?
Yes. I'll get a nice fade, and it looks...
Do all they six go, of them well, get cut.
It looks a little...
Oh, there it is. But here's the thing. I mean, with...
Do they go, oh, when they do the...
When you walk in, so cute. With getting a haircut, though, that comes with a style. So your hair will be cut optimal length and styled like just like you left the barber.
The absolute best that you can
Andy
do.
Andy has lost it over, I'm not sure.
The absolute
I'm
best.
I'm just imagining a new chain of barbers that only cater to men on the end, at the end. And it's just like the tagline's like, at least
if
you're still here.
It's like, are you thinning? Get in and
it's the quickest haircuts of all time. They can take an appointment every 5 minutes. Let's just sit down. Great, you look so much better. That'll be. It's only $5. $5 a haircut because it's they're probably on Social Security.
Nobody smiles in there.
No. This is a somber.
Everything
tips
is,
are not allowed.
The whole building is just grayscale. No color in that room at all. Just sadness.
Music they play is somber. Funeral music.
A perfect styled haircut for me
that
looks like a 3 out of 10. So, yeah.
So you're. I get that you enjoy the time of when you have to do bodily waste elimination. Mm-hmm. But if you could just snap and it's done, like no emergencies ever. Like, I mean, you could...
The older I get...
Like, you can change how you eat. I mean, all the stuff where you're like, my tum-tum doesn't allow me to eat that stuff anymore. If I don't have to worry about my proximity to a bathroom, then I just... I'm eating what I want.
When you get older and, things start to...
Fall out?
Well, I just meant, you start to get more, swollen. Like
Trips to the bathroom?
More trips to the bathroom are gone. You're sleeping through the night?
There's a lot of advantages here. I totally get that, but...
And showering, you always smell good.
I would have to hide that I can do this because I need my escape time. You know what I mean? That time where it's like, Daddy's pooping. You've been pooping for 10 minutes.
It's like you on a road trip with like the world's largest soda, just taking care of it. And that's how you get exposed. Like, how does Dad never go to the bathroom?
Now, if you love your showering and you love your pooping, how long are your freaking mornings when your family doesn't see you?
Oh, I'm up at 3 a.m. and ready to leave the house by 8.
Okay. All right.
And that's usually just all two jobs.
You need to kill two birds. I need a poop shower.
I need a poop toilet.
You need a shower in
Has,
and
dude, I
a
would
toilet
love
in the
that.
Shower.
Has anyone ever done a wet room with a
Wait,
toilet
would
in
I
there?
I actually like that.
It sounds disgusting.
I mean, I think technically it would work. There's no reason why it wouldn't
work.
Of
course it would work. But then you would
Because your toilet's always clean. You're flushing everything away.
Yeah.
It's
not like I'm pooping down the drain. I'm pooping into a toilet.
It's on the back of the shower.
You might like slip and slide off.
Would it cause you to not be able to go to the bathroom as easily if you're being pelted by by the shower? Or is it
maybe
relaxing?
Number two. Number one, make it easier.
Oh, right. Because that water.
Yeah.
So I'm just thinking, like you could do this.
Of course, we could do this.
Would it be easier to add a toilet to your shower, or a shower to your toilet room?
I mean, yeah, I think I want the toilet in the shower.
Yeah, that's got to be the way. Need that drain.
This is the way.
But then if someone's in the bathroom, the shower doesn't have a door to privacy.
Yeah.
So
Come on in.
No. No, I need
And
the,
we're done.
I need
All
the
right.
two in privacy.
All right, well, what were your picks?
I think I'm going to take the pooing and the peeing.
Yeah, I lean that way too. Although
the shower would be very convenient.
It would be great. After working out, you're just like, snap.
Or just the bad day. You know, it's the afternoon. You're like, I'd like to be clean right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. It always feels nice.
Well, here's the question, though. Let's say we all have the showering ability.
Okay.
How often do you actually
snap your fingers?
Well, let me ask you this.
Because you do have to do your hair afterwards. It's
was the question.
No. Oh, your hair's just instantly wet?
Yes, you do have to do your hair. It's just you're fresh out of the shower.
Well, then I don't use
you're
it
not
almost
dry?
Ever.
If you can't be dry, then...
Okay, you have to do your hair, but you're dry.
Okay.
But how often would you actually try to use it? Three times?
I was going to use it about 50 times a day.
Right.
But now, the second I snap my fingers, my hair's undone.
Yeah.
And so I won't
use
it.
That's the least that you should have to do.
So then, no, I'll probably use it twice a day.
Mickey from the website, you're now the only person on Earth with 30 hours in a day.
Nice.
During your extra 6 hours, all other people are frozen in time, but the rest of the world moves normally. What time would you select to pause the world and inject your extra 6 hours of you time? So what part of the current 24-hour cycle would you choose to insert that time?
Okay, so you've got a 24-hour day. I'm going to inject 6 hours of silence or of just I'm there.
I have one strategy. I have one strategy could be inserting it at about midnight.
For sleep.
And then I almost don't have to sleep during any time when everyone else is not frozen.
Right.
Right. Okay. Cause I could if 6 hours was good enough, I could sleep during the 6 hours of me time and I pretty much can stay up the rest of the time, which means I still get quiet.
If it is 6 hours where I am alone every single day, I need light. I need it to be bright. I need to be able to go places and enter.
But what would you do?
Well, I mean,
what are you doing? Like playing a golf, playing 18 by yourself?
Sure. I mean, that's something I could do. I feel like if you do it at midnight, you're cutting out any of those type of opportunities. You're not going to go to the ocean. Or, you know,
get it. You want to use those hours. You're saying you want to use your solitude.
I do. I want to use that time for something practical. And if it's every day, it's going to be different, you know?
Maybe I could pick 6 hours a day where you weren't there.
Well, you could. What time would you? I mean, at this point.
You tell me. I won't be there.
So, Mike, are you? Which direction do you lean?
I've been going through it.
Because I get that.
Do you put it in the morning because you feel like you're most productive? Do you want a break in the middle of the day to take an afternoon nap or just, you know, move away? Or, like you were saying, enhance the sleep at night.
It actually doesn't matter when you put the sleep. I don't know why I said it had to be midnight. It doesn't matter, right?
Right.
You can put the 6 hours anywhere and then you get your sleep in.
I think I'm going to put it in the middle of the day.
Just get a little break?
Yeah, I'm going to go
noon?
3 o'clock.
Oh, 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
So after lunch, you eating?
Yeah, I'm going to eat. Why wouldn't I eat lunch?
No,
six
I mean,
hours,
are you eating
man.
During the...
Oh, of course I'm eating.
I'm just thinking about you coming back out of it. Are you running too close into dinner? That's all I was worrying about.
Yeah.
That's really thoughtful.
You may gain too much weight if you put it at the wrong time.
I'll gain too much weight no matter where I put it. That I can be sure
okay.
of.
Okay. Mike, your final answer?
I'm going to put it in the morning.
All right.
The Spitballers Draft.
I don't know where this draft is going to go. I really don't. We're drafting the best hand gestures. There are a lot of different gestures. There are a lot of kind of nerdy gestures, I think.
Sure.
That don't get used a lot. And I'm not sure whether you pick it based on... Like, I have the first pick. I have no idea what the number one is. And I don't know if it's a better hand gesture if it's used more often in society. I don't know if it's a better hand gesture just because I like it.
That's what I...
Even if it's underused.
Yeah, it's this is a personal choice, man. It's your own ranking system.
I'm just telling you how I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
But I'm going to go with kind of a layup here at the 101 because okay. You have a bunch of picks before yep. I pick again. And I feel like I need kind of like, I don't know, the veteran on the team.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with thumbs up.
Yeah, okay.
Oh. I'm going to go with the
thumbs up. Is
the thumbs up.
It's a good pick.
It's a great communication. I mean, you can communicate long distances with yep. a thumbs up.
It's very visible.
Now, does it come with the thumbs down?
Nope.
That's a separate pick?
It doesn't, yeah. But I had a pick that would have. And it come to me, my 101 was the gladiator thumb.
No.
And you know what that means. No, that's a hand gesture. That is absolutely
a
hand gesture.
No, it's a hesitation before a gesture.
Yeah, the gladiator thumb.
I do this all the time to my kids. They ask me a question, and I go up or down.
That's two gestures.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, it is. Disagree.
One's a thumbs up, one's a thumbs down.
You've been outruled.
But clearly you're revealing it because you know that thumbs up is part of it and you can't take it. So thumbs up is my pick.
Okay.
Mike, you're on the clock.
Everybody, have you heard the word?
Oh, no.
Because, come
You're
on.
Taking the bird?
Dang it! Dang it!
My 101, look, ladies and gentlemen, it's the forbidden action in the right household, but... Sometimes you got to get
but
your
not
point.
For the wrong household.
Sometimes you have to get your point across that you are voicing your displeasure with someone, and it is in fact the bird.
Oh, man.
I mean,
tweet tweet.
It is it's often called the opposite of the thumbs up. the bird makes sense as a pick here.
Yeah, yeah.
It's I had it written as the middle finger.
I mean, I certainly would. Those are the two
poor birds out there getting lumped in with.
Why is it called the bird?
I don't know. It's the.
I don't know. Why, like flipping the
it
bird.
It takes flight off your
I don't
hand?
Know.
I don't know.
I don't know. You're a bird. Look that up.
I'm looking into it.
All right. Jason with two picks here. The bird is not there.
I'm really upset because the thumbs and the bird, the finger and the thumbs, those were magical picks. I mean, good job, guys.
Yeah.
I feel.
You could go with the tea drinking pinky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
the sophistication.
It's very sophisticated. Not on my list. Man, there's a real tear break here. Everything else kind of sucks. But
didn't you say you had 15?
Oh, I've got 15. But it's like there's two great ones, which was the gladiator thumb, which was one gesture.
It is not.
And
where would Owl? Where would you have ruled on that one?
I was reading about the bird
on the gladiator thumb. Think Jason thinking gladiator thumb means he gets wavering and then
that's
up
two
and
gestures.
Down.
Oh, that's well. Then I would have taken it at my turn.
I'm
going
to be surprised he doesn't take the sign language alphabet in its totality, based on that.
All right, I'm going to take one that I could use right now because I'm mad at all of you, and I'm taking the hush your mouth.
So no, that's a good pick.
It's not even on my list.
Yeah.
It's a good pick, and you didn't duplicate any of our fingers, our thumbs.
That's true. I got the.
You're the first one to the index finger.
The index finger is there. And
nice
now,
pick. Not on my list.
Thank
you. Thank you. And then I'm gonna stick with the fingers to the mouth.
Okay.
And I'm going with a chef's kiss.
Oh, okay.
I used that.
Oh, that was not on my list either.
Yes, I do have that one on there.
When things are great, whether it be food or
otherwise. I feel like you must use that a lot.
Yeah, I actually do. I give that move.
Now, you don't get any sound with it.
But sure, you get sound.
It's a hand gesture.
Well, the hand gesture is fine, but I'm just doing a completely separate sound at the same time, unrelated to the hand gesture.
Okay. I'm also, you know, if
you can yell things while you flip the bird.
It's a good pick. And if someone was in their car with the window up and you did that, they would still understand what you're saying.
Yes.
Without the kiss.
Well, yeah. It works.
So, Mike, it's back to you. Bird was your word. Are you going to lighten things up
right on
for this team?
I got my 102. It came back. Look.
I know what you're doing.
Do you?
I think I do.
I mean, look, I'm a rock and roll feller. I'm tatted up. It's the rock and roll horns, my friend.
Oh, I knew it.
Absolutely.
I knew
it. Rock on.
Yeah, I think the bird and the rock on is going to be a popular
combo.
Oh, do we have an answer, Owl?
Do we even need to know where the bird came from?
No, let's leave that off air.
Okay.
Oh, that means it's a good answer.
I have to pick a couple picks here. I need to match the bird the best I can because Mike has made a negative pick in terms of like the meaning, right? You're using that gesture to send a message. and I need to send a message.
Or I'm telling people they're number one.
But you're not with that finger. That's a totally different hand gesture.
Yes. Yeah, that's true.
I need to send a message, and okay. if I can't, if I'm in the car, if I'm in the car and I need to send a message and I can't send it with the bird, I'm going to do I'm going to do the slit in your throat.
You're dead?
Look, I'm out. I don't have the bird to go to.
Oh, that's good.
That's not on my list. But
look, I'm going with the throat slit.
That is good. I mean, it wasn't on my list either.
It's edgy?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
I mean, that is. Have you ever pulled that on someone?
It's murderous.
Have you ever?
You ever done that to someone? Like, you are dead.
Yeah.
Look. Not
in seriousness, but
like on the road, I'm sure we've all gotten the bird before. We've all probably given a bird or two in our lifetime. I've never looked out my car window and gone, yeah.
If I looked over and saw someone give me the slit your throat hand motion, I would turn. I would just immediately turn.
If I'm on the freeway, I will slam on my brakes. I will put it in reverse. I'm out of here, man.
That guy wants to kill me.
I had to counter the bird, man. I don't care how edgy it is.
Oh, wow. Man. That is so extreme.
I'm going to kill you. You just selected, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, I did. So we got thumbs up. That's happy. We got the throat slit. That's less good. My next pick is, it's a bit of a risk every time you do it. But, I mean, from a gesture standpoint, I've done it a lot, and it is the anticipatory high five.
Oh, okay.
I'm going up with the I'm looking for
signal
the high five.
For the high five, okay. Sure.
Now, yeah. It's the rest is up to you.
Right.
And if you leave me hanging, that looks stupid.
Oh, you got another hand.
Set five.
That's what I do. Whenever I get left hanging, it's always
you
got
give yourself. You finish it?
100. It's got to be completed.
Okay.
Once you have signaled the hand slap,
I think the high five
needs
to
happen.
It's a nice gesture.
Yeah. It's fine.
All right, Mike,
sports fans.
Mike, you are rocking on with one hand.
Could you imagine
flipping the bird with the other?
Could you imagine sporting events without high fives?
Oh gosh.
Oh, yeah,
that would be the worst.
Yeah, actually that would not work.
I need to celebrate and slap hands with strangers.
Yeah. We are a very visceral people.
I remember when the pandemic was going on. I really did think it was the end of like the handshake and the high fives and stuff. Like people would just start fist bumping, be a little. It's all back in full form because mm-hmm. it's just natural.
Yeah.
You just do it.
Yeah, we've moved on. What's a pandemic?
Yeah.
Who needs that? All right. With my third one here, so the bird, we got the rock on, and this is some I don't know when it happened to me, but this is now my hand gesture of choice of just like when I'm saying, "Oh yeah, it's okay." I hit people. I go with
the
hang loose, or I think Shaka might be called that as well.
Loose.
The pinky and the thumb extended, and you rock it back and forth.
I mean, you've got the
and you just let people know. Yeah,
I thought
you might
were
be the
go,
coolest.
It's all cool,
hand
man.
Gestures here.
Yeah, I thought you were gonna go hang loose instead of the rocker.
I got them both
because I've seen you do the hang loose.
Yeah.
Before I've never seen you do the rocker.
Well, it's because I go through periods. There were times where it was a lot of the horns going up.
Okay. Jason, two picks left for you.
Okay. All right.
Don't blow it.
Oh, I will. there's a lot of mediocre things I could go with here, but I feel like you guys all have, you know, your negative, you know?
Yeah.
You flip the bird. I'm going to murder you.
Same.
Shh isn't exactly
positive.
It can be very disrespectful.
It can be, and I intend to use it that way. In addition to that, I'm going to go with, I'm watching you.
Not on my list.
It's this,
the two
right?
fingers yeah. to the eyes and then point at you. You just need to know I'm on to you. I'm watching you.
I like it.
I use that with my kids a lot.
Yes.
If I'm somewhere else, I'll hit them with the, you see, I'm watching you eat them broccoli.
Is that you at the dinner table?
Oh,
try this with the broccoli.
Oh, the I'm gonna murder you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe I'll try that with my children.
So I'm watching you. That's a good one.
Okay. And then I feel like I am a little jealous of the high five. We got the sporting events, and we are competitive people. And I don't know if I could live without a good fist pump. I mean, you know, I make a good
Tiger Woods.
Yeah, exactly. The Tiger Woods, the celebratory, whether you're out at an event,
well,
someone else
does
pump, something.
Not a fist bump.
Correct. Fist pump.
Yeah, no, that's a good gesture.
Yeah, that's pandemic acceptable.
Yes.
You know,
now that's not the same thing as I'm gonna get you.
That's shaking. I'm not shaking a fist.
Okay. I'm fist pumping.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I'm celebrating my great.
These are all really
shot.
Good picks. This has been a pretty good draft.
You let me know if we need to go five or not. All right.
Mike, you have been you've been the cool kid.
So
I mean, you're on the surfboard.
We're gonna keep it going, man. We're gonna keep it going. Because when you're leaving, you got to chuck up the deuces. You hit them with the peace sign.
The peace sign.
Deuces! That's for Owl.
All right.
Thank you.
The peace sign. I didn't think you could put four together this good.
The peace sign is so good because peace sign could be, I mean.
Did you have a peace sign phase at your school? Because there was there was like a two-year period where it was everyone used the peace sign to say goodbye.
And it can do so many things of like, it can be
a hello.
It can be the full on like hippie, like peace. Hey man, this is my symbol of we're going to be mellow. You could be really aggressive, like peace out, or you just chuck up the deuces. I mean, it's very versatile.
I'm going to close it out with the A-OK.
Everything's okay.
Everything's okay. I feel like it's one of the maybe powerhouse gestures that just didn't get picked. There's a couple. I mean, we can go one more round
if you want. Let me look at my list to make sure I got another cool guy one.
Or we can end it. I mean, that's fine. But I think okay.
I think that is okay.
I think that's A-okay. So thumbs up. Man, I got a real wild card right there in the middle with the throat slit.
I love it.
High five and then an okay. Mike has the bird. Rock on, hang loose, and peace sign. Jason with the shh and the chef's kiss. And then I'm watching you and the fist pump. Very nice. Very nice.
It's a fun one.
Any honorary mentions that you guys want to throw out there?
I mean, so many. Let's see.
The point. Nobody went with the point.
Pointing was actually like the first thing I wrote down, but then as I got through them, I liked other ones. I love you is a classic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Classic signal.
Now for the listeners, that was the three finger I love you, not the hand gesture of I. You know, you touch your eye and then your heart and then you.
That's just a you thing.
That's not a you thing. I love you.
Who does that?
Yeah, that's a very normal. That is a very normal thing.
But it's three gestures. I love
Brooks.
You.
Not surprised.
Brooks,
you would try to jam
here.
Them all together.
I don't know that one. I know the one where you make a heart with your.
Yeah, but that's a heart. That's not I love you. Where you have the index pinky up and the thumb out.
No, I don't know either of those.
By your math, then my I'm watching you is two gestures. One where you
actually,
point
the
to yourself.
I'm watching you. I've always done it with you keep the two fingers the whole time.
I've noticed that in you before.
Yeah, this is I've always
it's really
thought
weird.
That it's this
That's
way.
How I do it too.
Yeah.
You go to
you
a point.
You went to a point which is two gestures.
Oh my goodness. You people.
I think we covered most of the
Well, hold
ones.
On. I want to see if Owl's on his game right now because there's another good gesture.
Oh, the
finger guns?
Oh, he's not. Oh, there they are.
I did think about going with the point
gun.
With the thumb out.
Yeah.
That's a different point than the.
You got to do that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You do need to click. Okay. I thought two fingers up. One more round. One more.
Oh, that's a good one.
One more. You do the circular motion.
You got blow a kiss.
Sure.
You know, good entry here. Yeah. I mean, the salute.
That's a very
Oh, even
good
a
one.
Casual salute. Not even
yeah.
a. Not,
yeah, I
not
salute
a formal.
All the time.
Oh, you got
hey,
the two finger salute. My salute is usually a tip of the cap. Yeah. That's what I, you know.
There's a lot.
Is a wave? We didn't get to wave.
So, waving is plain Jane. It's
I had waving and clapping as unsure if those, like.
Yeah. Clapping is not a hand gesture.
It's okay. not?
It no, can't be a golf clap.
What would you call it?
Oh, maybe a golf clap if you don't hear it is a gesture. Yeah. I like that.
It's a gesture that makes sound.
You got raise hand, just be called upon.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me.
Okay. You got to stop.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Which is hand very, out and stop.
Yeah. So
in the name of love.
The raise hand, the stop, and the high five are the exact
You've
same
also
gesture.
Got this.
Yeah. Yeah. The come here.
I love that we're a podcast and I'm referencing this. But the come here finger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You.
I like to do weird. More of the four.
Oh,
the
four finger.
But look,
get over here.
Because there could be the come here, which is which is the one or two fingers insinuating, I need you to come over here. We're going to talk. When you go whole hand, that's we're going to fight.
What's the Matrix?
That's
Morpheus. We're going to fight. If you go more than two fingers, you're signaling we are going to fight.
And unfortunately, there will be other hand gestures in that fight.
In that fight, like you're dead, like I slit your throat.
What did we learn today?
I learned that all 80-year-olds are ugly.
I learned that different version of I Love You for the first time.
Oh, that's what I was going to learn.
Oh, no! Does he have nothing?
I also learned that photography is just a minor skill.
That's right.
I also learned that we're on to some with this poop shower idea.
No, that's a different kind of shower.
Okay. Goodbye, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.